Just to give a little explanation to the basic concept of Urchatz, why exactly are we washing our hands? Why are we washing without a bracha? What's the function of this netila? So it's worth backing up a step, and that is, normally we wash our hands before eating bread. What was the purpose of that? What is the function of that netila? And understanding is that generally, if one goes ahead, one's hands, one's person is tamei, and goes ahead and eats food, and thereby one would create, the food itself should become tamei. Generally, there's no major concern if it's chulin, the food will become tamei, and there's certain rules how to deal with that, but there's no major concern. However, when dealing with taharis, food which is tahar, food which has to be eaten with tahar of kedusha, these type of foods have a very special halachas, and the reasons where you cannot go ahead, depending which what the food may be, if it's kadshim, if it's truma, there are specific halachas where one cannot just go ahead and touch any food and make it tamei. In order to protect a time when people were oichle taharis, the time of the Beis Hamikdash primarily, when people are eating taharis, Chazal want to protect, people shouldn't just go ahead and eat without thinking what they were doing, they should be conscious of what's on their table and how they're dealing with it. Chazal enacted two takanas. One of them is that whenever you're eating any form of bread, you're having suda with pas, one should go ahead and wash his hands. Now the reason is, if one's hands are tamei, thereby will come tar, and it won't be matami the bread. Now it's important to point out that generally, one can only be matami, in most cases that the Chazal were referring to, at least regards to this takana, one can only be matami a food substance by virtue of contact with a liquid. If someone touches a liquid, and the liquid goes ahead and touches the food, it will cause it to become tamei. If one's hands were dry, me'ikir hadin would not transmit the tumma to the food. That being the case, Chazal did not really see fit to be geyser in normal scenarios if it was not wet, but by bread, since the main substance of a person is bread, they went a step further and they said, wash your hands, even if you plan on eating a sandwich and your hands are completely dry, afal piki, when it comes to bread, you have to wash your hands, that's why we wash until tzedayim. When it comes to other foods, Chazal said, we'll enact a similar takana, but on a lesser level. When one's eating any other food, you know, if it happens to be cookies or something else which is not bread, or even fruits and vegetables, if one is dipping them into a liquid, even if one is not intending to get his hands wet, one is dipping a long food item, and it's possible, you know, cookies and milk, and the end of it will become wet, but the hand where you're touching with your hand is not going to become wet. Nonetheless, Chazal said, anytime you intend to eat this food with liquid, in that case, you should go ahead and wash your hands. Now, even though many places can speak about this takana having effect today, by and large, the Minyan Klal Yisrael, for any many derishes, is not to be makbid, at least on the general communal level, is not to be makbid on this takana. And we don't go ahead, we don't wash our hands for davar shetibul yamashka, something we're dipping in. Pesach night is the one night of all years when we go ahead and say this takana, which perhaps we should be keeping the whole year. Pesach night is when we say, you know what, tonight we're going to keep this takana. There's a question, why exactly Manashtan Laila Zed of Rimakbid more than any other night? And the various reasons offer for this, and the Tziv offers, and he says the pshat is that Pesach the night, when we look forward to the future, we look to where Klal Yisrael, the grandeur of Klal Yisrael, and where we're supposed to be headed, and we dream of the Yemaisa Mashiach, we anticipate coming back, we are now on the road towards the Gula Asida. Looking forward to that, the Hara, which will come with the Gula Asida, we try to project ourselves to be in that stage, and therefore we act as the Hara already at this point. So the basic concept is, nowadays, there's under discussion, there's a machlokes, whether or not there's any real chiv. That being the case, we treat it as if it's a chiv, we wash our hands, but since at the end of the day it's a suffix, we don't make a bracha. Now, it's important to point out, since really on the level we're dealing with on Pesach, we're treating it as a real chiv, there's a common misconception people have, you know, I didn't make a bracha, so now I can go talk before I go in the karpas. The concept of talking between washing one's hands by bread and eating bread, or in this case, we say the exact concept, that is a concept called Hesach Hadas. If one goes ahead and gets distracted between the netila and the achila, one has effectively lost washing his hands and he has no idea what he touched in between. And therefore, same with one should not be Mesiach Das between washing for bread. Likewise, in this case too, one should not be Mesiach Das, one should not be talking or engaging other activities between the washing and eating the karpas. Now, if one did, it wouldn't necessarily ruin the netila. But again, ideally, one should not be talking just because one didn't make a bracha that has no bearing whatsoever on the concept of Hesach Hadas. Just one side halacha to point out, what happens if by mistake one went ahead and he made a bracha? And you know, he went ahead, he's used to washing his hands and making a bracha, and he went ahead and he made a bracha, what should he do now? So it's a question, again, it's a suffix bracha, so he went ahead and made the bracha. So, whatever he did, it's too late for that. But what should he do now? Two quick halachic points here. One of them is that he likely should go ahead, even though generally we try not to eat a kezayis of karpas, for other reasons we'll discuss with Shem later point. In this case, one should, according to Mishnah Berurah, one should go ahead and be makbid b'daska to eat a kezayis karpas. And that is because all agree that one should never, even those who hold their zechiv the whole year, agree one should never have to wash his hands with a bracha for less than a kezayis. If one went ahead and made a bracha, so he's treating the sad, he's dealing with it, he wants to play out that sad, there actually is a chiv, he should treat it along the opinion with that opinion and go ahead and dafka eat a kezayis. There may be other ramifications of that, but he should eat a kezayis b'dafka to mekayim that shita. A second point is, likely, since he was ready mekayim the tila b'bracha, it would seem to reason, under normal circumstances, when he washes his hands with mitzvah matzah, he should not make a bracha, but that might depend on his unique scenario, and should ask a shayla.